Look at picture A for question number one. Question number one. Which is true about the boy? A. He doesn't like acupuncture and needles. B. He is scared of giving an injection. C. He doesn't want to see a doctor. D. He is afraid of getting a shot.
Look at picture 8 again for question number 2. Question number 2. Which is probably true about the nurse who looks nervous? A. She's pretty green without much hands-on experience. B. She's an old hand who can take good care of the boy. C. She's doing her job with ease. D. She's going to take the boy's temperature.
Look at picture B for question number 3. Question number 3. What is the man doing? A. He is looking for rubber bands at the store. B. He tried to get a new gun from the store. C. He is robbing the store with a gun. D. He's putting a knife against the clerk.
Look at picture B again for question number 4. Question number 4. What is the girl trying to do? A. She's trying to fight back with a BB gun. B. She's trying to give the man a hand. C. She's trying to call the police. D. She's trying to look for a baseball bat.
Look at picture C for question number 5. Question number 5. What may be true about the man? A. He could not find the ladder to go down, so he hangs himself there trying to jump down. B. He forgot to repair the ladder, so he can't come down now, but jump. C. He ascended the ladder, but it fell down, so he hangs himself up there waiting for rescue. D. He climbed up with the lavender, but it fell down, so he needs to get more new lavender for continuing his decoration.
Look at picture C again for question number 6. Question number 6. What should the man do next? A. He should be able to make a phone call to his parents for help. B. He should be able to move the ladder with his mind back to the right position. C. He should call the policeman and confess his guilt. D. He should try to yell out for help from someone who is nearby. Question number 16. I screwed up my final.
Question number 17. What section was your seat on the plane?
Question number 18. My student Andy never sits still in class.
Question number 19. I have heaps of work to do.
Question number 20. Did you receive my text message? I've been trying to reach you the whole weekend. Question number 31. What would you like to have for dinner tomorrow?
I have to work until 7.
Oh, we can have a late dinner. Do you want to eat in or dine out?
How about just getting some takeout from the Italian restaurant?
Sounds fine to me. I can go and pick it up when I get off from work. What do you want to have?
Chicken pasta with tomato sauce. Don't forget to make sure that there is no cheese on it. You know I can't eat dairy products because of my lactose intolerance.
You know I wouldn't forget that. Can you bring some dessert on your way home?
Of course. I will get some apple pies that you like a lot.
Question. What is it that the man can't eat? Question number 32. Mr. Dixon, please fill out this application. There's a pen over there and you can write at that table. Do you have your resume?
There you go. Is there anything else I should submit first?
A resume is good for now. However, it will be necessary to attach your professional certificates and your diploma to your application later.
I see. I have another question. How much time do I have to fill it out?
The interview with the manager will be in 30 minutes. Take your time, Mr. Dixon.
That's plenty of time indeed. Thank you very much.
No problem. Feel free to ask if you have any questions.
Question. Which document isn't included with the application form? Question number 33. Roseanne, when do you have time to watch a movie with me?
I've no idea. Judy has been occupying most of my free time recently.
That's good for you to spend more time with your new colleague. It is always important to develop a positive relationship with co-workers.
It's true, but hanging out 5 days a week seems too much for me. I don't even have any personal time left, either after work or on my days off. Anyway, I have next Thursday and Saturday off. Which day are you available?
I'm free during the weekend, so we should go then.
Oh, sorry. I just forgot that Judy has Saturday off as well, and she wants me to go shopping with her.
Wow. She's like a puppy dog following you all the time.
Ha, huh, you bet, Derek.
Question. Who is following whom?
Question number 34. What are you doing, Joe? You seem so busy.
Don't you know I'm in charge of looking after the trainees?
That explains why some strangers take my table for lunch these days. Didn't you tell them that's my spot?
Come on, don't be mean to fresh blood. By the way, I came to borrow 2 staplers and whiteout. You're my office supplies station.
They are in the second drawer under the time clock, and the staplers are on the table by the copier.
Great. I'm on the way to copy some documents too. May I borrow your calculator? Mine is broken, and I'm too busy to buy a new one.
No problem, Joe. It's just on the top of the filing cabinet behind you.
Question. Which stationery doesn't the man need?
Question number 35. Don't talk to me! I'm so mad at you!
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. My motorcycle broke down on the way, and it took me some time to have it fixed in the repair shop.
But why didn't you call me so that I wouldn't have waited for you for so long and wasted an hour worrying about you?
I didn't know it would take that long. And I did call you, but it went straight to the voicemail. You can check it out. I left some messages.
Really? But how come I... Oh, the phone battery was dead. I didn't even notice.
It is okay. I still owe you an apology. What can I do to make it up to you?
Be responsible for the house chores for a week including doing the dishes and vacuuming the floor, and especially doing the laundry.
Maybe it is easier to find a new girlfriend instead.
Question. Why is the girl so mad?